Success is not a zero-sum game. And the cliffs of insanity today on the Pub Songs Podcast. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast. Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint. Sláinte.
You know, there are so many songs out there that talk about those important people. Lovers, family, friends, things like that. But here is a song about you, the audience.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Now that's your part, so let's try that again.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Oh, he in the back didn't have it. Let's try it again.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Oh, wait. The children in the front almost have it. Let's do it one more time.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us, you're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
When you go out to a play, do the actors turn and say, all right, everyone together, say my line. 12-month singers get away with this practice every day. And to think you people got no spines. Well, it's time to stand and fight and defend your basic right to be quiet anytime you choose. When the kumbayas begin, it's no crime and it's no sin to stand up and holler, I refuse!
I refuse!
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Does a trucker pass the buck and say, let's all drive my truck? Does a surgeon holler, everybody cut?
Oh!
Well, folks, singers all expect for you to drop your self-respect and howl like some demented nut. It's such an old folks singer thing to say, everybody sing. It's supposed to show our camaraderie. Well, the odds are pretty strong that I'm paid to do this song. So why should you do my job for free? I just ask you.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be. I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Now just a minute.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Okay, the real man now.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Okay, show up, ladies, you guys.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Hey, I'm Mikey Mason, you go.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us.
I see Devo's voice.
Okay, Devo, go.
No. I'm not gonna parrot what you say. To be fair, I'm not really paying attention anyway. Staring at my phone because I'm just too proud. And you're not performing, just conducting the crowd. Then you complain that you can't hear us. I got pain in my ears from the folks near us. Here we are, singing off key like a jerk. You're the star. Why do we need to
work?
Yeah,
that wasn't singing.
No, not so much.
I gotta give you that.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be. I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Okay, for the children.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song where the audience, it's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us, you're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be.
Because I believe the children are our future.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture. I am your guide. My name is Mark Gunn. Today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners over on Patreon. Your generous pledge of $5 per month allows me to create music, podcasts, and my weekly video show, Coffee with the Celt Father. Thank you so very much. If you want a chat in the pub, then send me your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the Pub Songs Podcast? Send a written comment along with any pictures to mark@markgun.com. Use the hashtag PubSongs in the subject of your email so that I can put it directly into this episode. I hope, well, we kicked off, before I get started, we kicked off the show with the Brobdingnagian Bards. That is the title track of our newest album, I Will Not Sing Along. Very happy with how this album came out. It's going to be released February 2nd is the official release date of the new album. So stay tuned for that. What else? Well, Halloween was just here and we had a great time. My family, we dressed up as the Descendants. Every year we've been doing costumes together. So this year it was the Descendants. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They are the children of the people from the Disney princesses and all that stuff. And so you have like the son of Belle and the Beast. You have the daughter of Maleficent. You have, I think the son of Jafar. There's a whole bunch of characters. I don't actually know all of them. I haven't actually watched the shows, but my daughter Kenzie is really big into, she's really big into the music and the shows and such. So we're decided to go along with it. I get to dress up as Hades. I'll see about including a picture in the show notes so you can check it out over at pubsong.com for episode 192. And it was great. We had a great time, aside from the fact that everyone's been sick. The whole family is. I'm the only one, knock on wood, who hasn't gotten sick. My wife got strep. Kenzie got some sort of bug that her grandma also got, and Inara had she got two ear infections, and it was not good. So it's been a little bit rough the past couple of weeks. The lack of sleep has been overwhelming, and of course kids are not going to school, so I'm doing a little bit less work. Tomorrow is election day, and because of election day, the kids are out of school as well. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on right now. Nevertheless, let's get to a little bit of news before we get into some music. So I relaunched my Celt Father music and travel podcast. And I say quietly because really I'm just using it every month. I'm going to put it out, and it's basically the Celt Father monthly newsletter. I do it every, usually I've been doing it over on Patreon, but I decided I'm going to release it on a public forum. I don't expect much response from that. It's just basically news. But you can find out what the name of my next album is. I don't think I'm going to mention it in this episode, so although I will have it probably the next show. I'll tell you why in a little bit later. But I also published an article called Cost of Two Different Types of House Concerts. If you are interested in having me as a house concert guest performer for you, go check out that article. And also there's a blog about meeting Maz O'Flaherty in the Dingle Record Shop. That was a lot of fun. And there's some video there as well. The Celtic Christmas podcast is coming back very soon. That's one of the things that's on my vast schedule of things I need to do. But for now, we're going to start with some music. And one of the fun things about hosting the Irish and Celtic Music podcast is every now and then I get submissions from bigger named artists who I have permission to actually play their music on the podcast or on a podcast. Now, admittedly, Van Morrison is one of these artists. I played a couple years back when he last released an album, but he's not overly Celtic aside from being Irish, you know, musically. So, but that's okay. I enjoy his music. My wife loves his music. So I'm going to play some track from his newest album. The album is called Three Chords and the Truth. And this is Dark Side of the Soul by Van Morrison. Enjoy.
Emptiness don't stop that longing. Something new or something old. I'm on my way to understanding things that I might yet not know. In the dark night of the soul. In the dark night of the soul. Sitting here but on that planet. Well, it plans of mice and men have gone astray. Standing here on the landing. Looking at a brand new day. In the dark night of the soul. 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 Get healed. Meditate on this and you will feel whole. Get the vision and the goal. Again, you're the dark night of the soul. You're the dark night of the soul. In the dark night of the soul. In the dark night of the soul. Sitting here, but I didn't plan it this way. Well, it plans of mice and men have gone astray.
From the road. Success is not a zero-sum game. I don't know if you're familiar with that term, zero-sum game. It is a, I think it's like a math, oh gosh, I had this on my brain. I've recorded this several times now and already forgetting what it is. But it's a theory, a mathematical theory, game theory, where everything balances out. If everybody's participating, then the gain and the loss is exactly balanced out by the other people in it. So, like, so if you everyone puts in $10 into, if I and someone else put in $10 into a pool, and then we play a game, it's going to balance out to $20. If you the two of us are there, you know, it's going to balance out to $20. I might end up with $20, and you end up with zero. or you could end up with 20 and I end up zero, or there'd be $18 that I have and then you have $2. But it's basically, you know, bounces out. It's a nice game theory. But success in itself is not a zero-sum game, meaning it's not about winning. It's not about winning, you winning and everyone else losing. That is not what success is about. It's not a financial success or anything. So I was... reason I bring this up is because years ago when I was on mp3.com, the Brobdingnagian Bards were killing it. We were the number one Celtic band on mp3.com. Several, I think there's at least one, maybe two or three tracks that were like in the top 10. And we were just killing it. But I got an email from the owner of Cantario, which is a website that posted lyrics from Celtic artists and Renaissance Festival artists. But she was helping Andy M. Stewart. He was also on mp3.com and was doing fairly well. I think he was like in the top 40 or 50 or 60 of the charts. Not too bad. Absolutely fantastic music. He performed as a soloist for many years and also with the band Silly Wizard. Fantastic Scottish Celtic music. Brilliant. He was doing really great on the charts. And she said, any chance you could help us, help me get Andy M. Stewart on the charts. You see, I'm trying to bring him to the States. I want him to come do a tour of the States. But in order to do that, the promoters need to see his success here on mp3.com, that he's doing really well, and people know who he is so that we can actually book him. So I was immediately in this situation. I was a little bit nervous. The reason is because I was thinking of success as a zero-sum game. I was thinking that if I figured out how to promote really well on mp3.com, I was able to shoot songs up the charts and use and leverage that success by pulling up all my other songs, so which is why we were doing so great. And I knew how this worked. I understood the game. But I also knew that if I stopped promoting my stuff, someone else could take my spot and I would no longer be number one. So I was a little bit conflicted, and I thought about it, and I talked with Andrew about it. But finally I came to the decision, and Andrew accepted it, that we would promote Andy M. Stewart. And so I started posting links on our mp3.com page, and he did really well. Ultimately, well enough, it turns out, that he ended up getting a tour of the U.S. and he came to Austin, Texas, the Cactus Cafe, to where I met Jerry O'Byrne for the first time, who I've featured on this podcast a number of times. And it didn't also even hurt our rankings. It didn't hurt us at all. We were a powerhouse no matter what. So it helped me realize something. Something that I already knew. Okay, so when you're in the independent business, you hear about this all the time. Success is not a zero-sum game. They don't say it in that form. They say, help out people. Help people, because it'll come back to you. How will it come back to you? It's a mystery, to use, what is that, Shakespeare in Love, that phrase. It's a mystery, you know. But it does. It comes back to you. You don't have to shove someone else in the gutter in order to see success. In fact, most people, most of the time, if you lift people up, if you help people, you will see greater success. And this is how I, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is a sort of a prime example of that. You know, when I started it, I was designed to promote me. But then all of a sudden I realized, you know, I want a podcast that is not just about me. It's something that I would enjoy listening to, but it was about helping other bands. It was about getting outside myself and stop thinking, trying to push me and my music, or the Brobdingnagian Bards at the time. It was do something better. It was to change the way you hear Celtic music. That was my original phrase. How we listen to music was going to change. May as well use my podcast to help people change, to do something good. And now, of course, I use helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. But those are the aspects that I was working on, trying to get people to change how they heard Celtic music. And so I didn't focus on myself. I had my band in there, me or my band in the podcast every now and then, but not that often. In fact, I have a lot of fans who say, you should play your music in the Irish and Celtic Music podcast more. And I'm like, yeah, I probably should, but I don't. And in fact, that's one of the reasons I have the Pub Songs podcast. I play my music in every episode, and it's a little bit different sort of a podcast. But the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, it was specific that it was not about, it's not about me. It's about all these artists. And yes, I do want to be able to support myself with my podcasting, but my goal here is to help these artists get heard, find fans, sell music, sell merch, to make money, you know, because I can't pay them. That's part of the problems with podcasting. The royalty rates are so insane that there's no way I can pay these artists. And so I have to rely on something completely different. I have to help people. And that is ultimately what this success is about. You can always figure out set different goals and measures for what success is, and everyone's going to have a different goal. But I believe that the most successful people are the ones who are helping people in some form or fashion, who are actually trying to lift people up, to make people be better, not to make them better, but to help them make themselves better, to help them find ways to improve on their lives. And I've done this in this podcast, and I, you know, it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to focus, to settle in and just focus on that and helping someone. And it's time consuming from your perspective. The ideal thing is that win-win arena where you can, like in the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, all I have to do is help these artists. And because of that, I have a whole bunch of people helping me, supporting me with the podcast. And same thing with my music, you know. It's the tough thing with music is it seems a bit more abstract because I am creating music that I love to create, that I just want to create. And I just want to share it. I just want you to hear it. But how do I monetize it? Well, a lot of people signed up over on the Gunrunners Club and become patrons of my music over there because they love what I do and because I'm so freely sharing it. And that is what success is. It's not a zero-sum game. It's not about giving and taking, giving or taking. It's not about taking. It's all about giving, rather. And I want to encourage you to do that, to consider that, to think about how you can help someone, not just yourself, maybe not even just the people you know, your friends, but even someone different from you, someone who's in need, who needs to learn something special to help them grow themselves. I want to encourage you to consider doing that as well. So I hope this Stories from the Road episode is inspiring. And if you enjoyed it, then join the Gunrunners Club over on Patreon. And at least once a week, I share some stories, blogs, and even new songs I'm working on. You get to hear it all first. Oh, and in fact, I have a rough recording of a new song I released called Breathing. It was inspired by the episode Out of Gas from the show Firefly. And you can be the first to hear about the next album, which will launch on Kickstarter in 2020, in January 2020. So actually mark your calendars because January 2020 is my next Kickstarter, and I'll be sharing more about it probably in the next episode. Meantime, you know, if you're not already subscribed to my mailing list or Patreon, go to KeltFather.net. All right, we're going to play some music from my album, Soul of a Harper. This is Buttercup's Lament. I figured I needed something that said a Princess Bride. I kind of just randomly picked the name Cliffs of Insanity for this episode, but I was like, I got to have something Princess Bride-ish, so I'll put this one in. All right, here is Buttercup's Lament. Thank you.
There's a leaf on the tree, and it's swaying, and a girl near the tree, tears in her eyes. There's a wolf on the run, saying, where have ye gone? Oh, where have ye gone, sweet love of mine? Oh, wind, cruel wind, bring an end to the storm that took my love for this time. Bring my true love back to my side. There's a puddle on the ground, and it's growing, and the girl above the pond, tears in her eyes. There's a fox on the run, saying, where have ye gone? Oh, where have ye gone, sweet love? Oh, wind, cruel wind, bring an end to the storm that took me love for this time. Oh, wind, cruel wind, I long for him. Will you bring my true love back to my side? There's a woman on the run, saying, where have ye gone? Oh, where have ye gone, sweet love of mine? Oh, where have ye gone, sweet love? Oh, where, I long for you here. Oh, where have ye gone, sweet love of mine?
Travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. In episode 191 of this podcast, I talk about the itinerary of the 2020 origins of Celtic invasions, where we're going to be exploring Venice, Vicenza, and Padova. We will see castles, sail rivers, explore hills and mountains, and eat amazing Italian food. You can find out more about this exciting trip. Join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Next up is another track from the Double Clicks. I love this album, and I need to get some more of their albums in the future. They have given me permission to play their music, so stay tuned for that. But this is from the first track on Dimetrodon. It's called Cats and Netflix. Here's the Double Clicks.
I'm giving up on certain things like bicycles and gardening and walking to the grocery store, because the rain has started in my city, and though the greenery is pretty, it's not enough to get me out the door. 'Tis the season now of gray and brown, of giving up and sitting down and layering and woolly socks. I'm celebrating solitude and eating soup instead of food and never walking more than 7 blocks. 'Cause I've got cats and I've got Netflix. I've got five blanket nights, forget to buy my Christmas lights, and procrastinate Halloween. And as a consolation prize for heavy clouds that fill the skies, there's pumpkin spice in everything. Every morning it gets darker out, I'm gonna wear these markers out with all these lists of things I'll never do. And when my motivation's gone, I'll order snacks from Amazon and try to knit a scarf for you. 'Cause I've got cats, and I've got Netflix. I've got games, and I've got snack mix. And I am gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more. And we've got snack mix, and we are gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more. We've got cats, and we've got Netflix, we've got games, and we've got snack mix, and we are gonna stay indoors for 4 or 5 months or more.
Upcoming shows. Friday the 15th of November is Brennan's Irish Pub in Birmingham, Alabama. And then Saturday morning, I'll be at Pepper Place Farmers Market. Then the weekend of November 29th through December 1st, I forget how many days in the month of November, I think December 1st, is a Starbase Indy in Indianapolis. I might have a gig in December. I'm still waiting for a final confirmation, but I might have a gig in December here in Atlanta. So stay tuned for that. Tucker Brewery is where I got a tentative, can you do this date? And I said yes, and they haven't said anything back. So hopefully that'll be on my calendar very soon. So stay tuned for that. And of course, every Wednesday for a few more weeks, I'm going to be at Coffee with the Kelp Father at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So go check those out. All right. I do want to send out a special thanks to my newest patrons, Eric F. and Alicia. Again, you can go to markgun.net to join the inner circle. And if you enjoy the music in the show, so this is very important, support the artists, buy their music and merch, follow them on Spotify, and let them know how much you love what they're doing. And don't forget to tell a friend about this podcast. Hashtag pub song is a great way of doing that. So another song that I thought might fit with the Cliffs of Insanity theme is a track from my album, A Tribute to Love. They Call Me Crazy is the name of the song. I hope you enjoy it, and I will look forward to sharing more with you on the Pub Songs podcast in 2 weeks. But again, over on Patreon, there's more stories from the road. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.
They call me crazy for falling in love with you. I know I'm hasty, but I can't waste another sunset, or I'll be upset without you. Without you. Blush in your cheeks is like the sun's reddish streaks. The way you pace uncomfortably make my legs feel weak. I see that you're as nervous as me, and I don't care. I don't care. Your eyes say, kiss me. You're less ready than I am, so I'll hold you till morning. Our bodies will entwine like the morning glory vine. I'll hold you. I'll hold you. blossoms white like your skin last night. In streams the morning light as I hold you so tight. Any hope you might be the one for me, I just can't care. I just can't care. Let's just let our love shine through. And if we embrace it, perhaps that's the key of love twixt you and me. If we'll just dare, oh, let's just dare. White like your skin last night. In streams the morning light as I hold you so tight. Is there any hope you might be the one for me? I'm ready to dare, because I care. I'm ready to dare. Oh, how I care.
Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or to my website, where you can join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon and support my music and this podcast. I also email regular updates of new videos, podcasts, and stories from behind the songs, plus 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub, pubsong.net.